a vacant downtown San Rafael storefront is being haunted by the ghosts of Bogota. They are characters in playwright Diana Burbano's darkly comic autobiographical look at a group of siblings dealing with some disturbing family history. It's Alter Theater Ensemble's latest pop-up theater and runs through February 23rd. Siblings Lola, played by Leva Gomes de Marchi, Sandy, played by Carla Pauli, and Bruno, played by Eduardo Soria, arrive at their late grandfather Saul's Bogota apartment to arrange for his funeral. He is a man who will be mourned by no one, especially by the sisters who he sexually abused. But familial duty requires them to handle his interment. The apartment is cold, stark, and haunted by its previous inhabitants. Soon the sisters are engaging with the spirits. Sandy deals with the ghost of Saul, played by Tony Ortega, who is trapped in the apartment because he knows if he leaves, he's destined for hell. Lola finds herself in conversation with her grandmother Nena, played by Leticia Duarte, challenging her to explain why she dealt with her husband's physical abuse of her and sexual abuse of others. Her explanation is haunting in its own right. Bruno is the odd man out. Born in the United States after his mother relocated there, he never knew his grandfather and cannot relate to him as anything but a doting distant relative. This may explain Sandy's antagonistic attitude towards Bruno and his carefree pansexual lifestyle. How dare he find joy in something she relates to only in terms of trauma and pain? All of this unfolds under the watchful eye of Jesus, played by Noe Flores, who, when he's not reciting in a jar, is content to observe quietly. When he does speak, it is not in the biblical language or with the attitude one would expect from the Son of God. Wickedly humorous at times, gut-wrenching at others, it's clearly Burbano's attempt to exorcise her own ghosts. Director Alicia Coombs facilitates that exorcism with the help of a very strong cast. Pauli, Gomes de Marchi, and Soria feel like siblings and make that unspoken bond palpable. Duarte blends compassion with hard-bitten reality as the grandmother. Ortega may be menacingly one-note as the despicable grandfather, but that is how the sisters see him. And Flores makes for a very unique Jesus. The storefront setting presents challenges, particularly with scene transitions, but the cold and emptiness works in its favor. As passersby stopped to peer quietly through the windows, it was as if another group of ghosts had arrived. They should have come in. Alter Theater's Ghosts of Bogota runs through February 23rd in the vacant store located at 1200 4th Street at the corner of 4th and B Streets in San Rafael. There's a Wednesday, February 12th performance at 7:30 p.m. The Friday and Saturday evening performances are at 8 p.m. and the Sunday matinees are at 2 p.m. For more information, go to altertheater.org. From Second Row Center, I'm Harry Duke for KRCB.